before you try to start something, figure out the why, not the how, the why. Why do you want a podcast? And then we can work on the how afterwards. But if you don't have a specific reason you want a podcast other than you think it might be fun, you know, think about that a little bit.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Mike, so good to have you here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for, you know, coming on and talking with us. If you wouldn't mind, bring us into your world a little bit. Tell us about you and how you ended up getting involved with the Military Creator Conference.
Well, I ran into James over the years at all the different podcast conferences and come to find out we're from the same hometown, Traverse City, Michigan. And so that's where the conversation got going. And then, of course, he's ex-Air Force. I'm ex-Air Force. Yeah, we have a lot in common other than he doesn't want to live here anymore, and I do. So,
I mean, Michigan feels so good. They have, like, Indian summers and all that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just got done with one. They warmed right up, and now it's snowing again. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Now, what did you do in the Air Force?
I was an aircraft electrician, mostly on fighter jets. Back a long time ago, so a lot of the jets I worked on no longer exist, but some of them do, F-15, F-16.
Wow. That's incredible. And so walk me through this. You leave the military, and then what does your life become after that?
Well, I went to work for a publisher of aviation magazines, worked in their arts department, actually laying out the magazines and, for print and, you know, putting ads in and doing all the technical stuff behind the scenes. Never, didn't write for them or anything. And then did 18 years of that, and Blueberry came along. And so I've been working with Blueberry ever since for the last 20 years.
Holy crap. Wow, that's incredible. And Blueberry is like a big brand, man. It's been going around in the podcast space for a long time. For people that don't know what Blueberry is, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, we're a full-service podcast hosting company. We take, you know, when you're done with your media, we help you distribute it, you know, create the RSS feed. And, you know, we have a whole lot of other services along that line, you know, a lot of metrics, analytics, stats, I guess everybody calls it. And so we do a lot of, you know, measurement and, you know, just help people get their show out, get their word out. And we've been at it the hosting side for maybe 15 years. But before that, we were an ad agency for podcasters.
Okay. And what's your specific role with Blueberry?
I am the VP of operations. So I kind of oversee, you know, product development, customer service, tech support, a little bit of marketing. You know, we're a small outfit. So, you know, we kind of all do lots of things here at Blueberry. So
now that's a big jump from what you did, like, in the military. Did you always know that you were going to be pursuing like a creative path? How did that come to be?
Not really. It was one of those things. I was a big fan of talk radio when I worked at the publishing company there. I ended up working evening shifts and, you know, there was nobody else there, but it was just more convenient and worked out. And so I was always listening to something on the radio and, you know, and then I thought, wow, I always wanted to have my own talk show. So I started a podcast a little over 20 years ago. And still doing the podcast, and that got me in with Todd Cochran, who is our CEO and founder, and he passed away last fall, but he was retired Navy, also in aviation, so we had a lot in common there. That's how I ended up at Blueberry.
Wow. Man, that's amazing. And so you're going to be doing a talk at the Military Creator Conference. What is your talk going to be on? What are you going to be sharing with the world?
I'm going to be on the podcasting panel, I believe.
They haven't
really given me any great details on what we'll be talking about, but if it has something to do with podcasting, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, I love this because, like, you know, there's a lot of people that are in the military that they leave and they're trying to figure out, like, their new direction and what that needs to look like. And, you know, for anyone that's pursuing something creative, podcasting just gives you so much room, because even if you're not, if you don't have all the structure yet, you can still get on and talk to someone about the details of how they've done it. Like, what did they, you know, create a business around it? Did they monetize in some way? I love it because it creates distribution and awareness. It gives them room for creating content. It's just such a powerful tool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, our customers at Blueberry, who I work with a lot, you know, can range from, you know, the guy next to the water heater in the basement doing a show just for fun, or a bunch of guys getting together and, you know, doing a, you know, kind of a round table thing, all the way up to, you know, large businesses. You know, we have quite a few large companies podcasting through us, and you know, but yeah, you know, personally, I consider myself an advanced hobbyist in podcasting. I'm not really looking to monetize talking into the microphone, which you know, that's hard to do in podcasting and YouTube and videos and all that. But you know, it's not impossible, and you know, giving people the tools to do it and the knowledge to do it is very fulfilling. You know, we're trying to get away from so much technical support here at Blueberry. We're trying to sort of pivot towards education, and you know, all the little technical details we're trying to make disappear. And that's, you know, that's hard to do, because you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, how it all works technically, and a lot of times they don't need to anymore, which is nice.
Yeah, I can agree with that 100%. So how do you guys lean into the education piece of getting people to understand how to close those gaps and to get themselves out there?
Yeah, well, we've got a YouTube channel now, which is something we didn't really do too much with. And we have a guy on staff that's really good at teaching this kind of stuff. So we're getting that out. We're putting out some white papers here and there, you know, stuff like that. But a lot of times it's one-on-one, you know, somebody calls our phone, you know, and somebody actually answers, and, you know, we'll answer their questions and maybe point them in the right direction. At, you know, Blueberry's kind of one of those companies where we definitely work with the customers directly a lot, which is not absolutely necessary, but I think it helps, because they get a little more education from somebody experienced in how this stuff all works.
I get it. Do you guys get a lot of vets that come to Blueberry to launch their programs?
I've got quite a few, you know, not specifically. Now here locally, we have one of the bigger, Coast Guard air stations. I'm about, you know, a mile away from the air station there. And I've had a couple of the Coasties come over when they, you know, either before they get out or when they got out, and, you know, I've helped them get podcasts going, you know, set them up with the gear and everything. You know, it's not something Blueberry does, but it's something I do.
Yeah. Well, for someone that says that they're not super technical, you got some really technical gear going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a Shure SM7B? I recognize that anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
And then I got this is a PR40. I have an RE20 back there. I also have done some radio as well.
Okay.
So, you know. Got to have the, I'm a gearhead when it comes to this
stuff.
Good
broadcast mics. Yeah. I originally, when I started learning more about the Shure SM7B, when I found out that Michael Jackson had recorded Thriller on it, I was like, okay.
Oh, something I didn't know.
That got my attention. Yeah, he's recorded Thriller on an SM7B. And I said, oh, okay.
Peter Lampton used Heil microphone. So that's what kind of got me into that.
Okay.
I'll try that. And I met Bob Heil before.
Amazing. Yeah. And then I've used like a bunch of them, like fell in love with the Neumanns quite a few years back, and their sound and just audio quality is really, really incredible. You know, I'm excited about this, you know, because especially in the creative space, I just feel like military veterans have so many diverse stories and things that they can share with people that would really open up their eyes to a lot of different things. And podcasting is such a natural format because it just invites discussion. Yeah. And so I'm excited about what you're going to be talking about on the panel. I'll definitely be tuning into that. Is there anything specific that people should be asking you when it comes to Blueberry if they want to launch a program?
Well, you know, Blueberry is one of those companies where we have a lot of options, and that sometimes can cause, you know, some decision paralysis, I guess you call it. You know, we also have the number one WordPress plugin. So if people are worried about owning everything about their podcast, including their RSS feed address, you know, you spin up your own WordPress site and you can do everything from WordPress, which makes it all under your domain name and not some podcast host domain name. And that can be important for certain topics that, you know, you're cancel proof that way.
Don't get canceled. So does that mean that you can own your data if you do it in that way?
Yeah. Well, you can anyway with Blueberry, because we're very open to that. And, you know, we'll help you move if you really don't like us anymore. So, you know, that's not a real problem with us. But yeah, this way with WordPress and PowerPress, you have your own domain name, your RSS feed, which is your connection to the entire world of podcasting, is owned by you. That address is owned by you, not by Libsyn, Blueberry, Podbean, Buzzsprout, all the different suspects there. You know, you own that address, and there's, you know, something for that. And again, you know, the media files, we do what we're good at. We serve up the media files fast and reliably, and we collect the metrics for you and all that stuff. But as far as the actual, you know, your Moonbase Alpha, for lack of a better term, is your own website. You know, why send somebody to Apple? Why send somebody over here, over there? Send them to your website and then give them all the options. You know,
I love this discussion because, you know, it's one thing for someone to be creative. It's another thing for them to own their information, their data, their assets. You know, I spent a lot of time in the multimedia space and some in the publishing. And one of the things, because we're speaking about music loosely, that happens is people go and they create things, but they're not necessarily the claimant. Yeah. So in the music industry, and I know we're talking about podcasting, but the same rules apply here. You can go and create whatever it is that you want, and you can go get distribution on it. You can go get awareness and market it and everything else, but that doesn't mean that you own it as an asset. And so when I'm thinking in terms of what veterans need to understand and what they need to do to put themselves in a position to really up-level their business or up-level their ideas, is how to protect that ownership, how to protect that IP. And what I'm hearing from you is that you guys are really set up for them to benefit if they have any concerns in relation to that. And also you can create some support to help them figure it out.
Right. And, you know, the thing is you don't have to go that far. You know, you can have a podcast on whatever platform, Blueberry, what all those other ones I mentioned, you can have that there. And you do own the IP to a certain extent, but you don't own that feed address, which, like I said, the power of podcasting is the RSS feed. It's independent. It's cancel-proof. It's syndicated. So even if Spotify doesn't like you anymore, you're still on all the other places. And there's a lot of indie apps out there. There's about 125 ways to listen to a podcast with an app on your phone. Okay? And a lot of them do not require any of these big companies to get to your phone. It's just you on your website. They can subscribe to it on whatever app they want. And that's also, you know, it's different. It's like a radio station. If you think about it, the radio station doesn't care what radio you're using to listen to it. You could be on a super duper stereo, a little pocket radio in your car, whatever. Same thing with podcasting. Just think of the apps as different brands of radios. And again, you know, the radio station doesn't care what you use. And as a podcaster, I don't care what you use to listen to me. Just listen.
That's fair. That's very fair. So do you find that a lot of companies come to you with kind of like built out networks already with lots of different kinds of shows? Are you guys set up from an infrastructure perspective to be able to support that kind of thing?
Yeah. We have some networks that have migrated from other platforms into our platform. We've had people start networks on Blueberry. You know, we're set up for, you know, one podcast or 100, you know, whatever you'd like to do.
That's incredible. Yeah, I think that's should probably be like a really relevant conversation too for veterans that are thinking about podcasting, because there are pockets and specialties and different kinds of things that people talk about when it comes to like the military veteran creator space. And it sounds like Blueberry is really set up to support veterans, which excites me a lot.
Oh, yeah. This is, like I said, we were founded by a veteran. You know, myself and the founder were both vets. And you know, we're always all for that. And like I say, just, you know, we cover everything, but definitely like to focus on the veterans when we can.
Yeah, 100%. Now, in your opinion, like, what's kind of the next evolution of where podcasting is going? I know, like, we're kind of like in this emergence between tech of all kinds kind of coming to the space. How is that impacting things with?
Well, video seems to be a hot topic here lately. Video podcasting, a lot of people don't realize, has been a thing since the beginning. When Apple first... Now, Apple didn't invent podcasting. I was podcasting a full three or four months before Apple even thought about it in iTunes. So that it's not dependent on Apple. But when Apple added it, it got more popular, obviously. And they've supported video podcasting from the beginning. We've also supported video podcasting from the beginning. Now, they are, in the coming months, releasing a new thing called HLS video. And I know that's techie, geeky stuff, but what that will do for people listening and or watching on Apple Podcasts is, say you're subscribed to or following, I guess that's the new term, a show on Apple that does video. So you could be watching the video on your phone. You say, oh, I got to go jump in my car and drive somewhere. You hit a button and the video goes away. You put it in your pocket and you're listening to the audio and they stay in sync, or vice versa. You're listening to the audio and they say, hey, oh, we're talking about this thing. Here's a chart. You can pull the phone out of your pocket, turn it sideways, and the video will pop up and you can see that chart. It's going to be automatic, delivery, different method than what it's been, you know, to this point. It's still going to be based on RSS, but this is going to be RSS plus this HLS thing. And it's, you know, like I said, it's a techie geeky thing what HLS is, but that's going to become more popular. iHeartRadio also is doing it in yet a different way, but Blueberry will support both.
Wow, that's incredible. Because yeah, you're right. You know, there are terms in which you might need to use it in a different way. And then when that happens, you know, you want to be able to function with it. So yeah, thank you for sharing that, Mike. So with that being said, for someone that comes to meet with you at the Military Creator Conference, is there anything specific that you would want them to ask you? What should they be prepared for if they want to launch their own podcast? What does that look like?
Right. I don't have anything in, you know, specific, just, you know, about podcasting itself, you know, if you have any questions on how it works. But as far as starting a podcast, I guess the most important thing is, before you try to start something, figure out the why, not the how, the why. Why do you want a podcast? And then we can work on the how afterwards. But if you don't have a specific reason you want a podcast other than you think it might be fun, you know, think about that a little bit before you go start one.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, man, because if you don't have that figured out, it just makes things so much more complicated for you if you want to build something out and get people to truly resonate with you and your story and what you're about. Well, anyways, Mike, it's been amazing to talk with you. Such a wealth of knowledge and experience. I truly look forward to connecting with you personally. And I know for veterans that are trying to get their voice out there and lean into podcasting and learn about Blueberry, you'd be a great source for that. So, and yeah, and also thank you for your service. Very, very inspiring.
It was a good job.
Good job, man. You did it. Well, thank you for being an awesome human, and we'll see you at the Military Creator Conference.
I'm looking forward to it.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Read XQ. Roger.